The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. It is, of course, presented by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, Washington, Dallas, Buffalo, and the New England Patriots. Got a bunch of podcasts, bunch of media gigs, college games for CBS, NFL games on the radio for Westwood One. I do the Eagles preseason games as well on television. Absolutely love being in the podcast game. I've had the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which is daily for, 10 plus years now, as well as the Fantasy Feast Podcast. Make sure you check that one out tomorrow. We've been going through all of the rookie rankings, primarily for best ball, but tomorrow we'll talk about the tight ends and some of those day three wide receivers you might want to take a flyer on. And then, of course, we had the College Draft Podcast this week already detailing the NFC North draft picks. Greg Cosell will join me on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast in a couple days tomorrow. I'm actually talking with Shane Buechele, the backup quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and their O-line coach, Andy Heck. Both those guys have unique situations this offseason, with the Chiefs having 2 new offensive tackles. You can always check me out on social media. Love those of you that do, at Ross Tucker NFL or the network at Ross Tucker Pod. Feel free to retweet, like, love, all those things. And if you ever take advantage of any of our sponsors, and you'll hear from a couple during the course of the show, make sure you email me, ross@rosstucker.com, because then there's a great chance you'll get your question answered by the great Steve Fezzik at some point this summer. Check him out on social media, at Fezzik Sports, the only 2-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. It's the Super Contest. It's at the Westgate. It's every year. It's a really big deal. Steve won it not once, but twice. So, Steve, it's been interesting. I feel like we're getting a lot of mileage out of the NFL schedule. So, before the schedule came out, we talked about what we'd be looking for and be ready, willing, and able to fire on and take action after it was released. Then it was released Thursday, May 11th. Then last week, we had the great Warren Sharp from Sharp Football On, who went over some of the schedule inequities, especially as it relates to rest disparity that he identified and that we can take action on, whether it's season-long in terms of a win total or a futures bet or specific weeks. But we still got to dive into it with you, Steve, in terms of the week one lines, as well as what games you've already bet on weeks 2 through 18. So let's start today with the week one lines, especially because that's the ones that people will be talking about and searching on social media and looking at over the course of the next 3.5 months. So talk me through right from there, Steve, your process, okay, schedule comes out. Now, thankfully, DraftKings and others have the lines up for the entire season. And so there might be some specific weeks where you see a rest situation that you get involved in later on the year. But week one, I guess people feel like is the week where, okay, we at least know, or at least we think we know what the teams will be like at that point. So I'll stop talking, Steve, and let you have the floor for what you did as it related to week one after the schedule came out.
All right. And I'm completely pulling back the curtain here, showing you how the sausage is made by a pro bettor. I'm not the only one that does this. This is how it's done by everyone that I know. There's no time to evaluate, hey, Kansas City's got all these rest disparity weeks 12 through 17. I don't have time for that, Ross. I'm looking at when the schedule comes out, I know these week one lines are going to hit. They're going to hit within 10 minutes. Some books want to be first to market, and I must be ready. All I have is my power ratings on these teams. I don't care about matchups. I don't care about news. I'm just looking to bet mistakes. I apologize. This is going to be a pass-post show in many ways. What do I mean by that? I'm going to tell you bets that I made that no longer exist and will never exist going forward because I'm showing you this is how it's done. This is what pros love is betting against openers because your edges are so much bigger. And frankly, I had forgotten how good they were. I sent you earlier today, pre-production, a list of some of the bets I made. And some of them, you know, you just can't even believe how good they are. A poster child of that is, you know, Denver is hosting the Raiders. Well, in retrospect, oh, that's right. Denver has a really big advantage in altitude when they're playing weeks one and two at home. Also, Denver should be greatly improved because, you know, the coaching problems last year and that they fixed that. And frankly, Denver's just a little bit better than the Raiders this week. So Denver this year. So Denver should probably be a 3.5-point favorite, despite the fact week one, we typically like underdogs, divisional underdogs. They've done very well. Well, you know, one book opened this line of pick. I got pick minus 105. I bet this several times. So that's just an example of, you know, how the pros do it. There's a myth out there that these odds makers are all knowing, all powerful. Vegas knows everything. And the truth is, and again, I'm pulling back the curtain. Oftentimes it's two guys surfing porn in the background that are putting up these numbers somewhat haphazardly with dime limits. And they don't really care that much because, you know what, they're in price discovery mode trying to figure out what the number should be.
Oh, Steve, it's so good. It's so, so good. So before we dive into some of your other bets, I want to give them a different website that they should be checking out, and that is Omaha Steaks. Head over to omahasteaks.com, use promo code EVEN at checkout, and get $30 off your qualifying order for Father's Day. How about this, okay? Fork tender bacon wrap filet mignons or other gourmet grillables like air chilled boneless chicken breast, burgers, jumbo franks, many more. Listen, we got Memorial Day weekend coming up. We got Father's Day weekend coming up. I'm just telling you right now, I'm a dad. You know what I would like my family to get me? Meat, food. I mean, whether he's your father, father-in-law, father figure, he's the guy who's always ready to step up when you need him most. This Father's Day, show him the love with the only gift that's as unforgettable as he is, the mouth-watering perfection of Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged, oh, so tender steaks to hand-selected gift packages, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to give dad what he really wants. Order today and get $30 off with promo code EVEN. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Minimum order may be required. See site for details. All right. So you kind of peel back the curtain, Steve, in terms of the lines, in terms of Denver in particular, in terms of the guy. So basically what you're saying, Steve, is they don't really care that much. They put out relatively low limits. They got to put the games out because their competitors are. They put out relatively low limits, and they let you and the other pros price it correctly. They get beat up a little bit by you guys, but then they're priced correctly for everybody else that waited till after the schedules came out or waited 20 minutes later, and they'll be priced correctly now for the next 3.5 months.
Yes, and in fact, the one thing that stood out to me, one theme is everyone knows that week one divisional dogs are good bets. Well, they're good bets once the market settles in and the numbers are based upon power ratings, and the power ratings should, once you have that number, you should be looking towards the dogs. Well, you can't just skew all the numbers through key numbers, points, point and a half, 2 points, because of that factor and put those numbers up. So now I have all these bets, Ross, and what stands out to me, I'm a little interested in the other side, if anything. So I played Atlanta -2.5, -105. I played all these at a -105 shop. You know, I'd love to get Carolina +3.5. I wouldn't mind taking a little bite at 3, but I want 3.5. Jacksonville at Indy. Indy's bad. Jacksonville's good. I laid 2.5 in Jacksonville. But sure, I'll take Indy at +4 or more with that divisional dog. The Super Bowl hangover. Super Bowl champion does lousy week one. Well, that may well be the case against the spread, because teams like the Eagles are going to be laying 5.5 or 6 at post. Well, I laid 3.5. So I got ahead of what's the likely line move. The reason a lot of these favorites do lousy against the spread year after year is because the public is itching to bet, Ross. They haven't bet NFL for 6 months. They're ready to go by September. And what are they going to be firing on? They're going to be excited to bet on the Carolina Panthers. Are they going to be excited to bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers? No, they're going to want to play the favored teams. And that inevitably, this happens every year, pushes these numbers out a little bit past where they should be, especially the good story. Seattle is good this year. The Rams are going to be terrible. So I laid 3 on Seattle. I would not be shocked if I didn't get 7 on the Rams right before that game kicked off. Of course I will take the Rams, you know, +6 or more at post. So I apologize that I'm telling you bets I'm looking at that are opposite of what I made it open, but this is indeed how pros bet. And this is why, as a service person, when I give out plays to my clients, I gave them one play so far. I gave them the New York Jets +3. The Jets opened 3 at DraftKings. It was there for a good couple days. FanDuel as well. So several places had +3. That number is ludicrous to me, but it's not so ludicrous that I could justify this line being picked. I just think the Jets should be a small underdog. And frankly, that's a bet that might come back. We'll see. I think some money will come on Buffalo. At the current number of 1, heck, I'd probably lean a little bit to the Bills.
I am so curious, Steve, to find out how much closing line value. I guess it's not closing line value. I guess how much current line value, a different CLV, you've already gotten. Your process for going through and deciding exactly when to bet the other side, I think, is something that we get emails on a lot. I know this. I don't need any emails or anyone to tell me what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to the beach and I'm drinking some Labatt Blue Lights with my friends and my family and living life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, so Steve, here's my first question as it relates to everything you just said. When's it over? So like, you know, all this stuff happens fast and furious. Just so I know for next year, our listeners know, or viewers, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. So they know for next year, when does that end? About how much time is that window?
Oh, week one, you got about 8-10 hours typically. But here's the beauty. Next week, we're going to be talking about weeks 2 through 18. Still plenty of good bets in that corridor. The problem with week one is that no one has a really bad spot week one. Everybody is ready to go. Everyone's fully motivated. Everyone pretty much has the same rest. Everyone had a bye week the week before. So there's no hidden schedule quirks, added rest, and the like, which makes week one, I would argue, the most difficult of all the weeks to bet against the closing numbers other than fading the public. However, I'll say this. I did not have a perfect clean sheet. I made one bet that I thought was really good. Chargers, -2.5, -05 against the Dolphins. And that number sits here, still sits out there today. And you know what, Ross? I think I missed, I don't think the Chargers have more than a 1 for a home field advantage. So the Chargers are only slightly better than the Dolphins. And I gave them too much of a home field advantage. So that's probably the lesson learned, is that it doesn't matter if you've got this spanking beautiful Super Bowl stadium. The Rams and the Chargers just aren't going to have much of an edge at all this year, even if the Chargers are good.
So, okay, you have 8 to 10 hours. Give us some you gave us an example of the Seattle, of Denver. How many week one bets did you fire on, Steve? And how many points typically or on average of value have you gotten on those already?
Yeah, so on average, I'd say 1.5, but they're through the key numbers. And that's my focus. You know, I'm not going to pay a lot of attention on a spread that is typically 4.5, for instance, because who cares if it should be 5.5 or 3.5? It's not going to land 4 or 5. So it's unlikely that I'm going to get value. Oh, here's one that wasn't that good. I played the Bengals -2, -05. I was thinking that line has to go to 3. You know, the more I think about that, the more I'm thinking Watson could be better for Cleveland. I don't know if it's going to get to 3. I'd like to play back the 3. Looking at a few other bets. San Fran -2.5, reduced vig. Absolutely. I'm going to get your Steelers at 3. Might get 3.5. Certainly if I know where to look and how. Here's one. The market completely got Arizona wrong. Across the board, all the games of the year are wrong. And I'm going to send a Christmas basket to the Westgate, because I noticed that the Westgate, everyone was dealing Arizona season win 5.5 shaded to the under. But before the schedule came out, Westgate actually dropped Arizona to 4.5. So, and it makes a lot of sense. Arizona has questionable motivation even to win this year, going to be the worst team in the NFL. So I had Arizona power rated. I lowered my power rating just based upon Westgate's movement there, which a lot of books have since copied. So I've got anti-Arizona bets everywhere in my portfolio. I laid 2.5 with Washington. It won't surprise me if the Commandos, the Commodores, whatever you want to call them, the Commodes, if they close 6.5. So that's probably, you know, one of my best line value bets. You know, one that I haven't bet that's clear to me, when I see a 2.5 that isn't budging, a team's favored by 2.5, but it's not going to 3, there's a reason for that. Like the Packers at the Bears, Ross, I'm not sure the Bears should even really be favored in that game. The Packers always show well in Chicago. So that's a game I'm holding out for 3. I see there's a couple plus 3s where you lay extra vig. I'd love to get the Packers +3. That's a bet I got a piece of at the Westgate of all places, but I'd love to get more +3.
So Steve, I'm looking at it right now, 'cause I got DraftKings sending me all this info. The Bears are the number one most bet spread in week one. So far, 9% of the bets have come in for the Bears week one. Does that number mean anything to you? Do you care? Is there a way to use that information for your benefit?
I do care, but you have to be aware of the number DraftKings is dealing. So when DraftKings is dealing the Bears -2.5, lay $1.10, remember, only the pros are betting, all right? I used to manage syndicates, work with a bunch of different betting syndicates, very successful. Guys, a lot of those guys moved on and became their own bettors or started managing their own syndicates. But here's an example. Would you bet Green Bay +2.5, lay $1.10, Ross? Right now, today?
No,
you'd be, and you know why? Because we'd fire you. We'd be like, what are you doing? We might get 3 and you're going to bet a 2.5. You would have to be a complete and utter dumbo to play Green Bay +2.5. Now, come September, if this line's dropping to 1.5, maybe that bet will be fine. Maybe it'll be a good bet. But right now, there is no reason that you would ever play Green Bay +2.5, especially with a few rogue +3s.
What do you call that, Steve? Like when the risk isn't the same.
It's asymmetric risk.
Asymmetric risk. That's right.
Yeah. So here's a case of asymmetric risk where you'd have to be the world's worst bettor to take Green Bay at +2.5. But that's not saying that DraftKings is wrong dealing 2.5 on this game. It's just they're recognizing, hey, I'm getting one side action. And you know what? I'm pretty confident that if Jordan Love shows it all in preseason, they'll be cutting in line to take the Packers, not just at 3, but probably at 2.5, and certainly at teasing the Packers at 2.5. So I am A-okay with DK building a position on that game and going ahead and just taking one-sided bets.
Well, listen, if you're going to be on an app to bet, it's DraftKings. If you're going to be on an app to get tickets for anything, it's the Game Time app. I'm looking in your city right now, Steve, in Las Vegas. You can go to Pink at Allegiant Stadium on October 7th for $76. Even if you want to take your son to one of the hockey games, the Stars at the Golden Knights Saturday is $185. Wednesday, it's $189. But here's the beauty of it. With the Game Time guarantee, you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. But here's the beauty. Pink, $76? No, she's not. She's $56. Because if you download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase, you get the $20 off. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. All right. So what about the most bet week one money line, Steve? The Ravens, 12% of the week one money line bets are the Ravens, and then the Bengals and Chiefs are the next two at 9%.
Okay, so the Ravens make no sense to be betting the money line. Let me explain why. Probably they're getting bet because DraftKings is dealing them at 9, and everybody else has 9.5, so their money line is probably cheaper versus, well, it's not anymore, but it probably was cheaper than other shops. Well, here's the problem with the money line. It's currently -390 on Baltimore. The line's 9. That's a classic teaser. We tease it down, 6.5-point teaser. We get it down to 2.5. Yes, it's not the same as playing it at pick, but now you're not laying 390. So the Baltimore, if you're looking for one team in the NFL to tease right now, you could tease them with the Packers, you could tease them with the Dolphins, but Baltimore would be a teaser that is very worthy, and that's a game I think it's going to go to 10, so you would want to tease that now and not wait till later. We never talk hockey on the show. Real quickly, Ross, you brought up getting great seat prices at the Golden Knights. I want to add, there's a misconception. People are like, oh, Vegas is going to get buried if the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, and it's true the futures books isn't going to do as well as it normally will, and maybe even a small loss for Las Vegas. But think about the big picture. We win the Stanley Cup, Ross. Think about all that added revenue, restaurant revenue, hotel revenue, venue,
casinos
revenue. Vegas is going to make millions and millions and millions from winning the Stanley Cup. And maybe their sports books will lose $300,000. It's a great trade-off.
When do you decide on these week one bets, Steve, to go the other way? Is it as soon as they go through the key number the other way? Is it a certain amount of points threshold? Because people ask me a lot, or we get a lot of emails to you about middling things.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a profitable middle. It just has to be what I feel is a plus expectation wager. And, you know, actually pulling back the curtain, it doesn't even have to be positive expectation. It just has to be break even. So like if I have Washington -2.5 as an example for 2000, and then I decide, you know what? I can play back on Arizona. Let's say I can play back at +6.5 at post. And I say, that's like a 52.4% bet. Well, normally I wouldn't make that. But now I'm like, you know, I'm going to feel like a dummy if Washington loses outright. And I was sitting with the -2.5 and I could have played 6.5. And it was, you know, it's probably a break-even bet. It's similar to use a blackjack example. Let's say you get dealt a blackjack and your card count and true count is like just under +3. So it's not a profitable play to take insurance, but it's not a negative expectation bet either. You don't care. Normally, you wouldn't take insurance if you had a minor bet out. But if you have a max bet out, yeah, give me even money. give me the insurance. If I have a 20, let me insure my 20 because I'm protecting a bet and it doesn't cost me anything to protect it.
Absolutely love it. I'm already excited about next week, Steve, because next week we'll dive into weeks 2 through 18 and what we've done or what you've done to this point with placing bets those weeks of the season, because I feel like we got a really good feel for week one. I guess in 20 seconds, Steve, what can people do about week one now? Do they just wait till we get close to the season or what?
Yeah, tease Baltimore. That's all I got. And one bonus pick, MLB, Oakland A's, historically bad. Play them under 48 wins at Caesars. There's a bonus bet you can make. Oakland's not winning 48 games.
Love it. Check him out on social media. As you can tell, he's the man at Fezzik Sports. We're always available at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You can see the highlight clips of this show and the others there, or you follow at Ross Tucker Pod on any of the different social media platforms. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Big day tomorrow with the Fantasy Feast and the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.